At the bottom of all local stories published on Collingwood Today, readers have the option of submitting feedback. Here's a snapshot of what readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. Teachers' union representative says province has weak reopening strategy in place for Monday. I totally agree that back to school will not be safe. Teachers will do everything they can to make classrooms safe, but Lecce just doesn't have a clue. Lots of classrooms without HEPA filters, lack of rapid tests, unvaccinated children. Sue B. 410 COVID patients in Ontario ICUs, testing captures 9,909 new cases. This article states that we are only testing people going to the hospital and people in long-term care? The government appears to have given up. The real number of cases must be tens of thousands. No wonder the U.S. has put us on the no-travel list. Bruce S. Town staff absenteeism creeping up due to COVID-19. So glad to hear that the town went with mandatory vaccines. No, I agree it is not safe to have customers in the building even with plexiglass. This disease is airborne and spreading very fast. Sue B. Sewage spill on Christmas Eve, the result of wipes and rags clogging pipes. Town official: why is the sanitary wipe industry still allowed to label their products as flushable? Should this not be prohibited through federal or provincial legislation? Zoe S. Mayer wants to revoke former CAO's order of Collingwood. This smacks of political vindictiveness, to the extreme. Let's ensure the taxpayer doesn't face even more legal costs resulting from this revenge scenario. James D. 524 new COVID cases in Simcoe Muskoka, 16 in Collingwood. How many people have tested positive with a rapid test at home or just staying at home self-isolating that are not included in these numbers? I feel many that don't need hospitals. The jabs do work, so you don't need hospitals. John F. Gray Highlands moving forward with plans for internet expansion. One word solves all of this, and it cost Gray, municipality $0. Starlink from Elon Musk. High-speed internet for everyone anywhere there is power. Dan E. 2021 in review. The ups and downs of the Highway 26 speed limits. I stopped all shopping in Collingwood due to the low speed limit. I live in Meaford and Owen Sound is so easy to access in comparison. Peter K. built a pedestrian bridge crossing from the provincial park to the Georgian Trail. I can't see incurring the cost to build new vehicle infrastructure being financially acceptable compared to a pedestrian overpass. There are many examples of these. E.g. Lakeshore Drive in Toronto, Weber's on WE 400, Rob C.